KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Montclair community member says a family has been left with nothing but the clothes on their backs after a fire ripped through their home in the south of Durban. Itekweni fire crews battled the flames for hours on Glen Road yesterday. It's not yet known what caused the blaze. Community member Mandy Edwards says three families were sharing the property. She says two are in need of assistance.
Well, the one family is just basically they need enclosed household items. The second is a single mother with two young girls, and she has lost everything for her girls. School uniforms, stationery, school shoes, all their clothes, all their toys, everything. So we are trying to reach out and help these families.
Edward says the house was owned by an elderly woman.
It is devastating. Somebody had actually driven past the house a bit earlier, and she was just seen sitting there on a camp chair, staring at what was her home for many years. So we're going to see if we can't help her, maybe get some counselling too.
A group of marchers in Durban is calling for Police Minister Senzo Mchunu to be axed. The protest at Curry's Fountain is being held in support of KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Our reporter Tamasha Khani is there.
Things have picked up here at Curry's Fountain, where there had been a delay in the start of the march. Protesters are lining up and are preparing to begin their walk to Hoy Park. There's a heavy police presence with at least 30 vehicles from SAPS, Metro and private security groups. Residents from all walks of life across the city have gathered in their numbers, some holding placards affirming their support for Mkhwanazi. The commissioner's explosive remarks about political interference and criminal investigations have been grabbing headlines. Earlier, several groups engaged in sporadic chants in support of Mkhwanazi, but have also called for the police minister and the president to be removed from their positions. March organizers, the Umnotho Wabantundu civic group, say the demonstrations expected to draw a crowd of around 2,000. Spokesperson Vincent Mdunge says they'll be handing over a memorandum at Hoy Park to the National Police Commissioner, Fanny Masemola, although there's been no confirmation from the SAPS on this. Tamasha Khani, East Coast Radio News Watch, Curry's Fountain.
And the European Union has warned that its trade with the US could be wiped out if President Donald Trump follows through on his threat to impose a 30% tariff on imports on the 27-nation bloc. The EU-US relationship represents nearly 30% of global goods and services. Trump has repeatedly criticized the EU for what he sees as unfair trading practices. EU Trade Commissioner Maros Sefcovic says they have approached the talks with America in good faith.
Let's be honest, an idea of 30% tariff rate is effectively prohibitive to the mutual trade. We remain convinced that our transatlantic relationship deserved a negotiated solution, one that builds the basis for a new stability and cooperation.
A recap of our lead story. A Montclair community member says a family has been left with nothing but the clothes on their backs after a fire ripped through their home in the south of Durban. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.